1 John chapter 1 verse 5 clearly states that God is light. God is light. But what does this mean that God is light? In the Eastern culture, light meant understanding, and it correlated with understanding. This is seen throughout the scriptures. God is light. With him is understanding. Light, from a scientific point of view, is energy. The sun is physical light. It produces an immense amount of energy. A light bulb is turned on. Light. Energy. Energy turns it on and it emits energy in the form of light and heat. Light is correlated with energy and understanding. When we go to Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, say, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth became formless and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. God created the heavens and the earth became without form and was without form and void and was darkness. There was darkness on the face of the deep. Now it says, the rest of verse 2, the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. This word moving means brooding. Like he's contemplating, he's pondering the situation. And what is the first thing God does in verse 3 to straighten things out? Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. Now this can't be physical light because verses 14 to 17 of Genesis is where God creates the sun, moon, and the stars, which give the physical light. So it can't be talking about physical light here in verses 3 and 4. When God said, let there be light, it would have to be in the form of what we would call spiritual light. But what does this mean? See, God brought in with light something to take place. God initiated something with bringing in the light. It began something of his energizing. Because verse 4 says, God saw the light, that it was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. Verse 5, God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening and morning the first day. So this was the first day. Then verse 6 starts out on the second day. Then the third day, then the fourth day, God reorganized, God set into motion things to be right. What began this process? The introduction of light. Now, this is no coincidence that Jesus Christ, as the Son of God, is called light. He said himself in John 8:12, I am the light of the world. What does this mean? Well, light brings in understanding. Consider Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18 in this regard, where Paul prays that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened. What's that talking about? Well, it's obviously talking about where people would gain understanding because light gets introduced. With light comes understanding. Jesus Christ brought an understanding of the Father to the world. He also began something, a process, like in Genesis 1:3, where God said, let there be light, and it began a process of reconstruction. So Jesus Christ, being the light of the world, when he enters someone's life, it begins this reconstruction process. Even to the point, saints, where we are called in Ephesians 5, children of light. That we have understanding. God begins a project, a reconstruction process in us to bring us into the fullness of him, him who is light. Jesus Christ began the process, and God is bringing this process to full completion until we become a manifestation of God who is light.